what we're going through, and we've been going through some challenges in our nation, and thank God for God's people that we can get hope in the Word of God, and we can persevere and serve God in the midst of the times in which we are living. And this week is a week when it's an amazing week. It's amazing what we've been through and what's going on. And I would like to preach on this tonight. I want to say this, though. As God's man, I am not preaching the Republican Party, even though the Republican Party is having their convention. I'm not preaching party politics. I'm preaching from this book right here, and I'm preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save us and who is our ultimate Savior and Deliverer. We must keep our eyes upon Him. Now, I have often spoken out against the globalist demon rat party that have utterly sold themselves to the mark of the beast system and their agenda. But tonight, I want to start out in my introduction by warning you against some Republican surrenders to evil that I see. And I must speak out against the wrong and the right wherever I see it. And I'm reading in the Milwaukee LifeSite News. And here's what it says. Monday, that was the first day of the Republican convention, Monday's Republican National Committee kickoff, RNC, was different from any other in history. It should have been a day marked by thanks for Donald Trump's escaping an assassin's bullet and plans for preservation and promotion of conservative Christian values. Instead, it was marred by the party's unconditional surrender to some of the greatest evils known to man. The day included a prayer to a pagan god, a pro-abortion porn star praising diversity, homosexual Republicans expressing glee after the GOP stripped all anti-LGBT language from their party's platform. Homosexual Republicans, that made them happy. That didn't make God happy. And perhaps most significantly, the party officially nominated our president, Donald J. Trump, and running mate J.D. Vance, but they have waffled lately on abortion to some degree. Not fully, not like the Demon Rat Party, but hey, we're not to follow the world and lag a little bit behind. You see, the Church of Jesus Christ is not the Democrat or the Republican Party, is it now? We are the Church of Jesus Christ. And we are to be the pillar and ground of the truth. So if it's Republican that's wrong, I'll preach against it. If it's Demon Rat that sold himself to anti-God, anti-Christ vow, I'll preach against it. But be it known to you, this pulpit will lift up Jesus Christ and the Word of God. So, in this same article, Log Cabin Republicans, by the way, Melania Trump raised a whole bunch of money for Log Cabin Republicans, and when I heard that lady doing it, I didn't like it. Log Cabin Republicans are an organization of lesbian, gay, bi, and transsexuals, LGBT, identifying themselves as Republicans, and they claimed yesterday it was a historic moment for Monday after the GOP published its 2024 platform, removing outdated, quote, outdated and out-of-step language opposing marriage equality. But doing so glosses over the evils inflicted on our nation after the U.S. Supreme Court's Obergefell legalizing so-called, remember that, same-sex marriage? Remember that, when that happened? Across the land. A decision that has been a disaster for so many Christians. You know what? We don't want, as God's people, to follow the world and be 10 years behind. And I don't want Republicans to follow the demon rat had lagged 10 to 15 years behind. Every conservative homosexual country in a same-sex quote-unquote marriage, which is not marriage, unwittingly contributes in some way to those evils overtaking our rising generation of kids. The GOP long ago lost its will to protect the immutable definition of marriage. I want to say they may have lost their will, but I have not lost my will. And we as a church, we're not going to lose our will. Oh, no, we're not. And I'm just saying that it's up to us to do what God wants. And so the GOP is allowing the woke, neo-Marxist, LGBT movement to smuggle in the contagion of transgenderism into our nation while welcoming surrogacy, abortion, and the normalization of homosexuality within the party. Donald J. Trump and his Catholic wife Melania have been happy to throw open wide the lid on that particular Pandora's box. But I'm not happy about it, and you shouldn't be either. So the Trumps are playing with fire by allowing pro-homosexual Marxist political power to seep into the Republican Party, putting countless children at risk. Someone has said everybody belongs in the conservative movement, but not every idea does. No one has summed up the problem that the GOP has created for itself better than Katie Faust, founder of Them Before Us, the nation's premier children's rights organization. Quote, "Everybody belongs in the conservative movement, but not every idea does," Faust wrote in her response to the log cabin Republicans, the LGBT log cabin Republicans' victory lap over the mainstreaming of LGBTQ issues. Conservatism requires defending the reality that children have a right to life and children have a right to their mother and father, Faust declared before delivering a powerful punchline. Thus, man-woman marriage is the building block of society. I want to amen that. Man-woman marriage. Not Adam, not even Edie, but Adam and Eve. Amen and amen. And so, Log Cabin rejoiced yesterday, that's Monday, over the RNC's denial of that undeniable fundamental truth. Was it a bad idea to invite a pro-abortion porn star to speak? One segment of online discussion zeroed in on Amber Rose, a pro-abortion porn star, having been offered a platform to speak at the convention. Walsh thought that was a bad idea, noting that she is currently using her high-profile presence at the RNC to promote her porn business sales. I agree with Matt's disappointment about Amber's invitation to speak. However, this is a guy that I like to hear a lot, Jason Whitlock. However, I think Matt is making a mistake expecting a political party to adhere to any moral values in a secular society. That's what Jason Whitlock, conservative columnist and podcast man, said. He wrote while responding to Walsh, Matt Walsh. The political parties are a reflection, he says, of us. American society is controlled by our sex drive, our sexual identity. Sexual liberation is a tool for political control, said Whitlock, perhaps revealing a long ago capitulation to the sexual revolution. Let me just say this. This word of God never capitulates to homosexuality, sodomy, never capitulates to fornication. It just doesn't do it. Whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge whether Republicans or Democrats. It doesn't matter. You're wrong. Conservative commentator says to Joseph Whitlock, Larry Alex Taunton said, correcting Whitlock, he said, quote, "Even a political party in a secular society must have core moral values," Taunton said. Forget for a moment that she's an unrepentant whore. She's an abortion advocate, platforming her signals, we have punted on our core value, the sanctity of life. This at the RNC, an abortion-loving harlot speaking out. Pagan God, small G-O-D, proclaimed our one true God. Day one of the RNC closed out with a prayer to a God other than Jesus Christ. The genderless God, small G-O-D, of the Sikh religion, S-I-K-H, and it is Sikh, S-I-C-K, religion, that believes in rebirth or reincarnation and karma. Well, high-profile Republican attorney Harmeet Dhillon took to the podium, covered her head, and chanted the Ardas prayer to Waheguru, our one true God, seeking blessing upon and protection for the candidacy of Trump. Harmeet Dhillon has done great work. She should be invited on stage to speak about that and to support President Trump. Amen. Outspoken conservative commentator Calvin Robinson said, but to invite her to pray to a pagan god, leading those prayers with dear Waheguru, our one true God, is entirely inappropriate. Robinson continued, what is worse is all the rhinos bowing their heads in prayer. Christ is King, he proclaimed. We preach Jesus as Lord and our servants for Jesus' sake. Christ is King and his word is King. No Republican platform that leaves that will be praised for that. Let's face it, when it comes to an array of extremely important foundational societal issues or social issues, the convention Monday, yesterday, they say in this article, showed that the GOP is about where the Democrat, they say Democratic, I call it the Democrat Party, was 15 or 20 years ago, maybe less, and will rapidly catch up if the brakes aren't soon applied. This begs the question, is the party of conservatives still in the business of conserving? Now, at that point, you might be discouraged as a child of God at what's going on. But I don't want you to be discouraged, because I believe God is still at work. And God is still in control. Just let's remember that salvation is of the Lord. And our faith is in the Lord and his word, not in any party or any man, the God-man. Now, I have preached many times on 2 Chronicles 20, verses 15 through 25. I have applied it, as Bobby did at our 4th of July picnic, to a timeline that perhaps could be happening right now as this scripture is being applied in our own nation, in our own lifetime. Now, in 2 Chronicles 20, 22 through 24, it was a time when the Lord sent ambushments upon the opposition to the king of Judah, God's people, Jehoshaphat, and the ambushments were sent against the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Edomites. And it says, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth. Now, before I get into that, I also have preached on Isaiah 44 and 45. And you know, I said, I believe I see in that chapter a prophecy a couple hundred years before he was born of a great ruler named Cyrus. Now, Cyrus, according to Isaiah 44 and 45, was not necessarily a paragon of godliness. He was not somebody that worshiped the Lord and served the Lord. And so I did not apply that to Donald Trump with the idea that his values would line up with God's values all the time. I didn't say that. But nevertheless, God raised up Cyrus in Isaiah 44 and in Isaiah 45. And by the way, Cyrus became the head of the Persian Empire and defeated Babylon and freed God's people and then provided financially for them to go back to Judah, back to Jerusalem, and rebuild their temple. And he was a secular leader, but God anointed him, God prophesied to him, and raised him up to do that great work. Does that mean everything Cyrus did was above board? Everything? No. But God raised him up for the sake of his people. And I believe Donald J. Trump has been anointed by God and raised up by God to give us, God's people, an opportunity to have provision from God and open doors from God to serve God with peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty for a time. We have that opportunity and it is opened up to us. By the way, I look at Isaiah 44 and 45 and I say, well, Donald Trump was the 45th president. If he gets elected again, it'll be the 47th. But you know what? I believe when it's all the dust settles, he'll be the 44th and 45th president. Why? Because Cyrus is there in those two chapters. But also because I believe Obama will be ripped and stripped of his presidency. And he was the one just before Trump. He'll be ripped and stripped of his presidency. And he was the 44th, you see. And I believe Biden will be found out to be an imposter and a puppet and will be likely ripped and stripped. So it'll make Donald J. Trump, if he's elected again, the 44th and the 45th, paralleling these passages. I'm just saying to you that no matter what is going on in our world, God's word is there to give us hope and to give us encouragement as God's people to pray for our leaders and to pray so that we can live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. But let's not get caught up so much so that we are in love with the Republican Party and everything it does and love it instead of the Lord and love it instead of his word, because that's not what God wants. Oh no, oh no. And so God says about Cyrus, he says that he did what he did for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect. I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. Though thou hast not known me, I am the Lord, and there is none else, and there is no God beside thee. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. I believe that's true of Donald J. Trump. I believe God has done it on behalf of a remnant of God's people in this company. And we stay true to God, and God raises up these men. But we don't make a god of Donald John Trump. But God has raised him up. And God has preserved him, you see, and blessed him. And you know, make no mistake about it. I'm here to tell you that you are sorely deceived if you think that the Secret Service had an oversight or a problem. This was an inside plan job to kill him. They knew a half an hour beforehand where he was and what he had. They knew all about it. Secret Service agents said they saw him with a rangefinder. And he was looking at the gate of the rally for where Trump would be. And then they followed him, but they never confronted him. They never confronted him. Every agent said, if you found that, you always confront the individual right then and there. They did not do it. The Secret Service woman, who's the head of the Secret Service, who needs to be fired, and more than that, they need to find out exactly who is in on this plot to kill the president. Because you see, the only thing that saved him was God Almighty and the prayers of God's people. Because he is a Cyrus figure, and I still believe he's a Jehu figure, and God has raised him up, and so he protected him. But make no mistake about it, these people are desperate now. You know, it says of Cyrus, he will make the enemies of Israel, the enemies of nations, soil their pants. And that's what these globalists are doing. They cannot believe this was botched. They cannot believe all this information is coming out. And now they've got preachers like me. If they have any courage, they'll speak the truth in love to God's people. And you'll speak the truth and not hold it in. You see, because they love it when everybody's in this delusion, this bubble. And they love it when that happens. But just like in the revolution, the first revolution, when we were freed from England, preachers stood out in the pulpit and they said the truth. And they stood for the truth. And God blessed that kind of freedom. I believe that God wants us to do that today. And so so it says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden. What happened when Donald Trump was hit? They wanted him to be hit through the brain. The bullet was right to go through the brain. It would have immediately ended him. He would have been done and fallen down. But he turned his head to look at something about inflation under Biden versus under him. And just when he turned his head, that bullet that was aimed there went and got him on the ear. And the blood came out. He went down wisely, right away he knew. And he came up with his right hand up. Fight! 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 Why? God held his right hand up. God held this Cyrus man up. And he did it for you. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to take advantage of it? Or go into our selfish, sinful ways and yield to the flesh and suck our thumb spiritually and go off into sin? Don't run around with fornicators and homosexual people and that. Give them the gospel, but don't run with them. You lie down with dogs and you'll come up with fleas. But I have preached also, not only on Isaiah 44 and 45, but on 2 Chronicles 20, 15 through 25, as I said before. And I believe that just like with Jehoshaphat, God set up ambushments in chapter 20, verses 22 through 24, ambushments. And those ambushments caused the Moabites and the Ammonites to fight against the people of Mount Seir. And then when they had consumed them, they fought one another. And now here we are in 2024. And what has happened? These ambushments have already been set in place. And now they're coming out. And what is happening? The globalists have failed to accomplish their goal to kill the president. And they're not done. They want to kill him still. They're going to try, I believe again, to do it because they're desperate. How many heard that it was an Iranian plot to assassinate him? That was going to be their cover story. I believe that's why this guy, they don't have any information on this young guy. You ever heard of a guy, a teenager, today not having a social media thing? They didn't want him to have anything out there because they were going to say he was, once Donald Trump was assassinated, their plan was to say, oh, that was the Iranians that did that. They've threatened to do it and the Iranians did it. And then they were going to launch an attack on Iran, which I've talked to you is going to happen eventually and it should happen. But they were going to launch an attack on Iran, perhaps with Israel. And their goal in that would be with the isn't it interesting that the president would lay dead in a pool of blood, just like John Kennedy did, with his head blown half off, just before the Republican convention? Just before, what would that do? How would that dispirit people so that they could maintain their control? Oh, yes. And then they could start a war, get everybody fired up and start a big war. And you know what would happen if that happened? They would get the sleeper cells, which have come across the border, the Iranian sleeper cells that are all over this country, and there would be chaos and blowing things up. And then they could declare martial law and say, worse than COVID, you can't go to church now. You can't do it because you're under martial law. In other words, total dictatorial control. That's what they still want. You say, well, what would they do now? I could speculate. They could kill Biden and say it was Trump supporters. They were upset what happened and put Kamala in and then maybe put in Michelle as vice president or Gavin Newsom or somebody that they would choose, Gretchen Whitmer, I don't know, as vice president and then have another assassination of Kamala. I don't know. But I do know this, that we are in very perilous times right now. You need to recognize that there has been a soft coup going on ever since Donald Trump was quote unquote elected duly in 2016. And you've seen it play out. But now it is getting harder as they see he's coming back. They haven't been able to stop him. Because what does the Bible say about Cyrus? God says very clearly, he says, I have even called thee by thy name. Think of the name Trump. It means to get the better of in a public way. His name means Trump. I will trump you. God gave him that name. I don't care if it's part of history. God is in control of history. He gave him that name. His name, Donald, means world leader. World leader. Right now, Putin is saying Donald Trump wants to negotiate about the Ukrainian war ending. By the way, do you know the globalists are using the Ukraine to launder their money and to keep the control over this country. And that war is perfect for them, but it's contrary to our interest. And Donald Trump, Putin is saying, I'll listen to Donald Trump. If he got a way to get out of this war, I'm ready to hear it. I'm ready to hear it if he gets elected as president. So I'm just saying that we are important. Our church is important. Your prayers are important. And the work that we're doing for God is important. And, you know, Cyrus allowed the Jews to go back to their land, but they had to still rebuild their temple. They had to still keep the law of their God. Cyrus wasn't going to do that for them. Donald Trump isn't going to do that for you. He's not going to help you, but he can be used by God to keep the government off your back so you can do it. And to stop all the wealth that's been going to these globalists and let it go to the American people so you can give tithes and offerings to God's work and be generous for God. What are you going to do with that opportunity if the Lord gives you that, as it said happened in 2 Chronicles 22? They didn't have to fight. God said, you're not going to have to fight. I still believe that. Although, let me say this. With what they're doing, I believe that there is a legal way for states to deal with the federal government, kind of like they did with Texas and the border when the federal government, you know, fought Texas about putting up that border fence. And all those states came together and backed Texas. It may be time for all the states to come together now and say, this is a lying government. You say, Pastor, how dare you speak like this? Because this is what our Revolutionary War preachers did. And I'm just saying, if the states come together and declare this guy is an imposter, and he's then you see, they could install Donald Trump. He could be installed before the election. Now, that's above my pay grade to get into all how that's done. But you listen to some people that have some knowledge of the Constitution and of law, and I believe it could be done. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I am praying for God to do it. for him to put in this and for us not to have to shoot a weapon in this war, you see, and for God to do it. And I'm talking about us as a church, because we just don't want to go out willy-nilly and not know what we're doing. But we stand ready to do God's will. I am saying that the globalists are desperate. They've tried two impeachments. They've failed. They've tried lawfare. They failed. They tried to bankrupt the man. He's got more money now than he had before. They tried to put him in prison, and it failed and failed and failed. All these legal cases are falling apart. They've tried now to kill him, like they did with John Fitzgerald Kennedy, E. Howard Hunt, the CIA. And you know that they killed Kennedy right after he said he was going to come down in these deep state agencies and get rid of them? And they got rid of him. Do you know that we're in a time when there is called Agenda 2025. Anybody heard about Agenda 2025? Anybody? You know, Donald Trump doesn't speak a lot about this, but he knows all about it. And let me tell you, this Agenda 2025, the globalist money masters, the globalist bankers want to kill Trump because of Project 2025. That project, listen to me, 2025 plans to deconstruct the deep state run by the globalist over this country, and it plans to, that will take out the Federal Reserve System if it comes through, and change the whole system so that the United States of America will be a sovereign nation and not a globalist puppet like it has been post-World War II, beloved. Do you realize the time you're living in? Do you realize that this man, Donald J. Trump, is as significant as General George Washington? He's an important figure. We need to perceive the times in which we're living in. Jesus said you can discern the weather, but you can't discern the times. Thank God I'm not clouded in the cabasis. I have a King James Bible, and I have the ability to discern the times. And by the grace of God, the courage to speak up. To speak up. And I just want to say to you that's what we need today. We need to be able to discern the time so that we might know what Israel ought to do. That's what the sons of Issachar did. They could discern the times so they could know what is. We need to discern the times so that we can know what this church ought to do. And we know what we ought to be doing. Amen. We know what the Lord wants us to do. We know the work that the Lord has called us to. And we need to be praying for God to keep the doors open. The globalists want to shut it. They want to end this thing. They want to establish martial law and shut it down. They want to get us into a World War III if need be. Whatever needs to be done in order to maintain power. But you know what? 2 Chronicles 20:15-25 talks about them fighting each other. Have you noticed they're fighting each other? Yeah. They're fighting each other. And I don't know, perhaps whistleblowers will come out and blow the whistle and be ambushments to lead them into more trouble. But I know that this government needs to be seized, and military-style tribunals need to be set up to bring these people to justice. And to rip and strip Obama of his presidency and Biden and the whole... That's where we are. That's where we are. I'm going to lay it on the line to you. That's where we are. But I just want to conclude tonight with a real message that I want to preach on. I don't have much time. And so I'd like you to turn to Judges chapter 3. And I'm going to make this very short. The name of my message is, "And the Dirt Came Out." and the dirt came out. Kind of gross, but so is what's going on, kind of gross. Look at Judges chapter 3, and the dirt came out. And look at 21 and 22 of Judges 3. It says there in verse 21, I'll read it, and verse 22. It says, "And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out." Now, I want to just say three things about this graphic description. The Israelites had been under the control or captivity of these evil Canaanites who were controlling them because they had left God and left the Word of God. And by the way, God's people in this country, many people have left the Word of God. They've left the King James Bible. They've left God's standards. They've left preaching the Word of God and living for God. And they're God's people, but they have the right God, wrong Bible, right God, wrong lifestyle. And is it any wonder that God has allowed this kind of captivity to come over this nation when his people have been disobedient? So the dirt coming out was when Ehud went and stuck the dagger in this ruler, this fat ruler named Eglon, right into his belly, and the dirt came out, it says. And I want to say the dirt comes out, number one, it does when you are a separated remnant of God's people. Look at verse 12 through 15 of chapter 3 of Judges. I'll read it. You follow your copy of God's word. It says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord." You say, why has this country, America, been in such captivity? I believe in many cases it's because of God's people who have been disobedient to God. You read the book of Revelation and you read how God chastens his people. I think what we need to do is ask ourselves, is there anything in my life that is calling for the chastening of God, and get it right? And it says in verse 13, "And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel and possessed the city of palm trees." That's the rebuilt city of Jericho. He says, "So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. You know what our Jericho is today in America? Washington, D.C. You know what it is? A swamp. And that's where Eglon took over Jericho. And the children of Israel served Eglon 18 years. And it says in verse 15, "But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab." You know what? God's people have been crying out to God. Have you been crying out to God? Have you been crying out to God so that you could be freed up from the captivity upon our nation, so you can serve God, so that you can live for him? God hears those kind of prayers. And I want to encourage you. Our president, he's under attack. He is a target. Right now, for the deep state, all these guys that are saying, "Oh, we feel bad about violence," just hypocrisy. Scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, Jesus said. You're lying hypocrites. But listen to me, what's more powerful than any of that are the repentant prayers of God's people. And he says that he'll hear those prayers for us so that we can live lives for God. And so the dirt came out, and it will for you when you are a separated remnant of God's people crying to God. Number two, it will for you when God raises up a protected president to pierce the bloated bureaucracy. Look at the second part of chapter 3. And verse number 15, I'll read it, you follow. It says, "Ehud, the Lord raised up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. You know what? Donald Trump has been raised up by God. I didn't expect it. He's not a perfect man, as I said. But I believe he's been raised up by God to free us from the captivity to the globalists. He's been raised up by God to free us from the bloated bureaucracy of the deep state. God is sending a present. But they're not going to like the present. They don't like what he stands for. But all of a sudden, Ehud came up, and this Eglon thought, oh, this is going to be a good thing. You're going to do a good thing here. And the Bible says here in verse 17 that this Eglon was very fat. He was very, very fat. And therefore, when he came and gave him the present, Eglon was all happy to get that present. He was all happy to get that present. But then Ehud took his left hand and pulled that dagger out of his thigh and stuck it right in his belly. And the dirt came out. And it was so fat, he was so fat that the blade went in, and even the handle of the thing went in. The fat just closed over it, and the dirt kept coming out. You know what? I believe that's going to happen in answer to your prayer and mine. If God shows us mercy, that can still happen. That they tried to kill him, but God says, I'll trump them. I will defeat them. Their loins will be loosened. Their dirt will come out. And that bloated bureaucracy, that 2025, that Agenda 2025 that I talked about, that is aimed to get rid of all these agencies, the CIA, the FBI, all these agencies, get rid of all these people. It's incredible, the dirt that will come out, the fat. All this has taken off of our country and robbed us of all of these years. And you say, well, how can we have this happen? I said, number one, it will happen when you are a separated remnant of God's people crying unto God. 12 through 15. It happened when God raises up a protected president, not like John Kennedy, who is not protected, but a protected president to pierce that bloated bureaucracy, even though they're trying to get him. Who do I compare that to? George Washington. You can look at the history books. The American Indians said, we could not kill that man. They hit him with bullet after bullet after bullet. They could not kill him. He was protected. When Donald J. Trump was up there, the American flag blew, and it had the head and body of an angel, and the wings outstretched above him, and people thought it was an angel. Then they unfurled it and made it the flag again. But I believe it was, if you had eyes to see, that God had an angel there to turn his head to save his life. But in answer to prayer, and God raised up a protected president to pierce the bloated bureaucracy. And one more thing I want to say tonight. This will happen. The dirt will come out when God's timing is right. Look at verse 18 of chapter 3 of Judges. I'll read it through verse 22. I'll conclude with that. 18 through 22. It says, and when he made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer pillar, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat, and Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And we've heard what happened, and the dirt came out. Do you know when that will happen? When God's timing is right. It may happen before the November election, if that's God's time. It may happen at the November election, if that's God's time. Certain whistleblowers may come out to bring it along. I am just saying for you, if you're praying, if you're seeking God, you can get your popcorn out. God's going to bring it through. But listen to me. These are perilous times. No time to sleep. This is the time to bow our knee, to repent, to walk humbly with our God, to pray for the protection of Donald J. Trump. Because they will try it again. They will try anything they could do to stay in power. But the Bible does say, stand still. You won't have to fight in this battle. See the salvation of the Lord. That's what we're praying for. That's what we're asking God for. I'm going to ask Brother Bob to come and lead us in prayer. Brother Bob preached on 2 Chronicles, 4th of July. I'm going to ask